Well, it's always fun during the holiday season to have a show that the whole family can enjoy. And such is the case with Sunset Players, currently producing Goldilocks on Trial out at the Dunham Recreation Center on the West Side. Joining me in the studio is John Wessling, Vice President of Sunset Players. Welcome, John.
Thank you, sir.
Goldilocks on Trial. I'm assuming breaking and entering?
That is exactly the charge, among others.
Tell us a little bit about the story and how it came together.
It's a really cute script, and the basic premise behind it is Goldilocks is being put on trial for breaking and entering, and it's a really humorous set. It's obviously the normal judge in the court, et cetera, but it's a pretty new script, and the humor is really up to date and appeals both to the adults as well as the children.
Well, and full of other fairy tale characters. I noticed there's an appearance by Merwin, the big bad wolf.
There's Mama Bear, Papa Bear, the little pig who was not eaten by the big bad wolf, Dr. Cantaloupe. So there's lots of really interesting characters.
And you mentioned this is a new show, and this is actually part of an annual thing that Sunset does.
Yes, we do. Every December, we do what we call workshop production. You want to cast your best people with the most experience in most of your shows. But how do they get to that point? How do you get kids interested in doing theater? We do a workshop production where we cast people in the community, kids who want to be on stage, and their parents or grandparents, in this case, who want to be on stage with them. So it's really exciting and probably one of the most fun shows of the season.
Now, the show was written by Ed Monk.
Ed Monk is an author, a national author. He has something like 17 plays published, but he's also a teacher. He's on staff at a university.
Now, when you do the workshop productions mm-hmm. and you put out a call to the community at large, do you get a lot of people who are like, I've always wanted to do this?
We get mostly kids, but we get sometimes adults who always wanted to do this. And we need adults in the system as well as we want to educate the kids on the joy that theater can bring, not only to them, but to their family, to our audience, and frankly, to ourselves.
How many of Sunset's members contribute to working with the kids and the new actors?
Well, there's always a production team, and usually there's 10 or 12 people on the production team. This is kind of exciting because we also try to go, well, if you don't want to be on stage, do you want to learn how to do production? So we have several kids who are learning how you do lights, et cetera. So that's also really exciting.
Now, Sunset has been playing at the Dunham Recreation Center for a number of years now.
I think this is the 37th year. Of course, I'm only a piker. I've only been there 36 of them.
And this is the former Dunham School?
It's the former Dunham Tuberculosis Hospital Complex, which is really interesting. There's 40 acres in the middle of Westwood Price Hill, one of the most populous areas in the city that is beautiful. Deer and fox and just all sorts of wildlife. It's incredible.
And the workshop productions that you've been doing that for how long?
I think we've been doing them for about 25 years.
And of course, I'm sure a number of the people who have participated over the years have decided they've been bitten by the bug.
Well, here's an interesting story. We did Sleeping Beauty about, I guess it was 5 years ago, and the little girl who played one of the rabbits was the voice of Anna in Frozen.
Very nice.
I'm shocked the heck out of us, but her mother said, this is really cool, went off to L.A., auditioned, and she got the part.
Well, it must be fun working with people coming in and experiencing the joy of performing or working backstage for the first time. Do you find that people then encourage other family members or friends to participate in the future?
Well, yeah, that happens all the time. We've had people who've come in as kids, and then their parents have come in, and then their parents have stayed, and the kids have gone on. And we have a grandfather on stage with three granddaughters, a grandma who is doing costumes with two granddaughters in the play, and we have a father and son team who are also in the play. So it's really an interesting family affair.
Have people from the workshop productions then gone on to perform in regular Sunset Players productions?
Yes, all the time. Not as often as we would like because they got to grow up and they got to go to school and they've got to do things at school. But a lot of times they will come back and get involved, although we always need more.
Of course, Sunset produces beyond the workshop productions. What does the rest of the season look like?
In February, March, we will be doing Ken Ludwig's The Games of Foot or Homes on the Holiday. That's something that I'm directing. And then after that, based on the movie Gaslight was based on, it's Angel Street, which is a very suspenseful thing set in the late 1800s, where the term gaslighting came from. And then in the spring, we're doing the regional premiere of the musical If Then. So that's the rest of our season. And we just finished a really great production of Moon Over Buffalo.
Now, as we mentioned, Dunham Recreation Center, where Sunset Players plays, is over on the West Side. But you don't have to be a West Sider to be a part of their production.
Oh, no. Three of our members were from Lawrenceburg, Indiana. And my wife decided that I needed to move from the West Side to the East Side a couple months ago because our granddaughters are on the East Side. So I'd make that trek from New Richmond, Ohio to Sunset Players three or four times a week.
How would someone get involved with Sunset Players?
We have a website. You can send us an email and they'll send it to me. So I usually contact them and say, what do you want to do? You want to come get involved in the show? We're doing a work session on Saturday. Come on down. We are also in charge of the building. We leased it from the city about 4 years ago for 25 years or life, whichever comes first for me. And we are totally responsible for that building. So we have to clean the bathrooms. We have to do plastering, painting, and monkeying up into the ceiling. But it's so gratifying because it's a beautiful Hannaford & Son building, 1936. It's amazing.
It's got a lot of Art Deco styling to it.
It is extremely Art Deco. As people look at it and they're just amazed. And it's a 350-seat capacity theater. So it's a pretty good-sized place.
And having been in the theater space for one of your productions in the past, I just marvel at how much of the original character it maintains.
It basically has about 98% of the original character. Anything that we have done to it has been behind the scenes, so to speak. And it's a beautiful place.
So if you had one more thing to let listeners know, what would you say?
The joy of being involved in community theater. I would love more people to come involved. We have 20-something groups in the Association of Community Theater of Greater Cincinnati, and there's more groups outside of it. But that's just a fraction of people who could come and enjoy and be part of what is just a fun and gratifying and educational process.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, John Wessling, Vice President of the Sunset Players. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
For more information on the Sunset Players production of Goldilocks on Trial, running December 1st through the 10th at the Dunham Recreation Center, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.
And while Goldilocks was asleep, the three bears came home. First the Papa Bear, then the Mama Bear, and then the baby bear. When they came home, the three bears saw what Goldilocks had done, done, done. The little bear cried and woke her up, and oh, how she did run, run, run. Woo! How she did run.